Good day, listeners. This is Taylor McClure for CIDI 99.1 FM, and you are listening to Township's Daily News Bits. I am here with Ann Stairs, a member of the Potten Valley Church, who is doing a follow-up with us about their fundraiser that they recently organized to support the Red Cross in their relief efforts in the Ukraine. Ann, please tell us a little bit how this event went. I heard it was a great success.
Yeah, it was amazing, considering what we were up against. When I woke up in the morning and saw the pouring rain, I was like, oh no. And you just have this moment of doubt before you plunge in. But as the day went on, it just never stopped. And people were, patient with having to wait in the rain sometimes on press points when we had lots of people. But we served over 590 plates of food. And then we made a check to the Red Cross for $15,119 was the total amount raised.
That's amazing.
It is, because the Red Cross representative, Vincent Jerry, who came from Saint-Étienne, said he was amazed. He said, this isn't Magog. You don't have this big population base. And, largely people from Mansonville, Sutton, Knowlton, English and French speaking, came out in steadily all day long to support the cause. And
Because you were only expected to serve around 500 meals, right? So you exceeded your expectations.
Yeah, well, even 500, we were like, okay, so what are we going to do with the leftovers? Because we're not used to dealing in that amounts, and that was just like our outer limit. But it even went way past that. And you had lots of people, like weekenders coming down through the area who just stop on the road and give money. People saying, oh, do you take credit cards? And we said, well, no, we don't. And they'd run down to the case, take out cash, come back, give us cash on the spot, and not even pick up a meal.
So. Okay, so people were donating, they just wanted to support the cause.
That's right, because if they were coming from Montreal, they might not have heard about it, and they just saw what was going on, stopped in the rain, got out of their cars, gave money, and so you just felt so encouraged. And everybody in the lineup and going through would be saying things like, oh, my mother's Ukrainian, or, they would have not everybody, but enough so that it was encouraging. And we were getting thanked back, for just doing that kind of thing, because I guess it seemed to resonate with the way a lot of people were feeling in their heart about some of the...
Yeah, it really provided an opportunity for people to support the cause in a different way.
That's right.
And does the church plan on doing any other events? That's what I was wondering. This event was such a success.
I hope it could be replicated easily by other churches and other communities. But yes, I think we should look at it, because the Red Cross rep said he did in the territory there weren't a lot of other activities planned. So if anybody did want to do a fundraiser for the Red Cross, the opportunity and the willingness to support it is definitely there. Like, as a follow-up this week, we did leave the church open for people who just wanted to come in and say a prayer for the Ukraine. But we'll probably rediscuss it at our meetings and see what else can happen. But we'll also watch and see if other people in the community want to do something. And they can certainly reach out to us for expertise or even help on the ground.
The Red Cross seems to be looking for this type of support, and they're not going to push it off in any way.
Yeah, and when you think that was us in Mansonville, like he kind of called us, or it was sort of said that we're, a little community with a big heart. Well, I think you could say that about a lot of communities in the area.
Well, I'm so glad that it was such a great success. I wasn't sure if there was anything you wanted to mention about the event that you think would be important for our listeners to know.
Well, just that confidence and that belief. Sometimes you think, oh, what can we do? But when you get going and you're on the right track, other people come in to support. So we couldn't have done it without the community support. So the big thank you is thank you back to the people who also saw it and said, yeah, because it wouldn't have been anything without everybody else buying into it too. And it was also, you forget what a nice time it is just to hang out with people and be part of that kind of event. That so much of it has been canceled for so long. You sort of forget about how fun it is just filling up coleslaw cups and chatting away and chatting with people and chatting with the people working. And it was just, it wasn't all give. You received a lot back too.
Well, thank you so much, Anne, for doing this follow-up with us. We really appreciate it.
All the best.
Township's Daily News Bits is a program sponsored by Local Journalism Initiative.